Welcome to Left On Wed.
Bite-sized tips for people getting hitched. Georgia Fletcher.
Adam Feeney.
In the same room.
How did we get here?
In this part of town.
The role of an MC.
Oh my God, was that a C? The note?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Should we harmonize? 3, 2, 1. What was that?
So off.
Really?
Yes.
Are you musically trained?
No.
Neither. I've performed in 10 musicals.
Did you? I've done 2.
I've done five times more.
Lucky this is not about maths.
I wouldn't sing at a wedding.
Neither would I.
But I have.
And you've seen it. You've seen someone sing at a wedding. Although, did you just say you don't?
I've seen at every wedding someone sings. It's the nature of a wedding.
By a professional.
And do you know where that happens?
Where?
At the reception.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Full circle moment. Georgia, you and I are both MCs, but to break down what an MC does, we have to start at where they do it, at the reception.
But what is a reception?
I don't know what a reception is.
How can it be set up? What is our vision for a reception?
There's so many different ways that a reception can work. What are they?
Stand up, cocktail style.
Cocktail style.
Sit down, banquet, buffet.
Yes.
Or what's that one where it goes chicken and beef, chicken and beef?
Alternate drop serving.
That's what that's called.
That's your food. Yeah.
I spoke to a bride yesterday who said she is so glad she's doing cocktail style because seating charts are giving her the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of couples that do the cocktail style thing are looking for something where people aren't tied to their seats, where they can move around, whereas some couples like the idea that people are sitting down, enjoying their meal, and then they get up and dance.
I have a seating chart hack.
Please.
If there's a seating chart and you're a guest, wait 10 minutes and then you'll see where the gaps are. And then likely, the couple have already got your name on something, some form of stationery. So just wait. Go to the bathroom, grab a drink.
Yeah, because
then you'll
like,
be able to find your seat without looking at the seating chart.
There's always a lineup to sit down, right?
Oh, such a lineup.
I hate lining up for
because
things.
Because sometimes the seating chart will be the table and who's on that table, or it'll be alphabetical order and next to your name will be
That's
the table
a smart
number.
Way to do it.
It is. I like that.
You're a smart cookie. Do you know
Thank
that?
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you. Nobody says that about me enough. Do you know my favourite game is that I do with Ant, my wife?
Words of affirmation.
I say, yeah, let's all say our favourite thing about each other. You but do me first. And then she says something nice about me. I was like, that was fun. And
game
then I
over.
Walk away. She hates it. And now she won't play. So I have to start with saying something nice about her. Snore. So that's what a reception is, right? It's the part after the
Not
ceremony.
A snore.
What?
Not a snore.
Not a snore fest?
No. Well, not when you're there.
Not when I'm there, not when you're there, not when you hire a professional to do it.
Yes, there are pros and cons.
We will go through the
no
pros
cons
and cons.
To having a professional, though.
None. Worth every cent. We will go through the pros and cons of having a professional versus a friend. But firstly, I want to sort of dissect what is an MC? What does an MC do? MC stands for Master of Ceremonies.
Dr. Adam, coming right up to dissect the ceremony and reception of... Whoopsie, I said ceremony. And I just meant to say reception.
I'm going to go through the ventricle and into the artery of this baby. So an MC is your host, I assume, sort of. Half of it is what you see them do on the microphone, which a lot of it is just facilitating the evening, introducing speakers, introducing what's happening next, keeping the night flowing and running really nicely, right?
Absolutely.
And then the other half is... speaking with vendors, making sure everyone's on the same page.
Following a run sheet.
Following that run sheet is probably the most important
part.
Making
sure the couple is okay.
Making sure the couple is okay, checking in with everyone. There's a little bit that happens off the microphone that people don't see.
But also liaising with the speech givers.
Nice.
Giving them a heads up.
Yes.
Asking if the vendors have eaten. Other things would be
yes.
making sure that the caterers are across yep. speeches that may be going overtime.
Yep.
Giving the couple a heads up if they... want to go out for sunset photos?
Yep.
Making sure that they've got topped up drinks?
Yep.
You make sure you do that?
I do that, yeah.
Yeah.
I look after the couple.
That's the main thing.
They pay my bills, so.
Yeah. That's important.
And the parents. No, it's just facilitating the evening, right? That's the way I sort of see it. It's like making sure the evening flows, injecting what it needs and staying out when it doesn't need it. I always say to my couples who book me as an MC, especially since I've done the ceremony already, it's not the Adam show, it's your show. So it's if everyone's mingling and having a great time and it's flowing really nicely, we're just going to keep to that run sheet, make sure the things happen when you want them to happen. And if it needs an energy injection, then I'll jump in there and do it. If not, let them have fun.
Coming in with your surgery again.
That's it. Yes, an injection. That's right. 4 cc's of good times straight into my brain.
Dissect the reception, inject the good vibes.
Love that.
So some tips and tricks I would say around that flow and the good vibes would be ordering your events in the order that you want them.
Yep.
Not getting caught up in what time they're all happening, because things can happen. Speeches overflow. You change your mind about things. Things pop up throughout the reception. I'll stop saying the word things. But ordering our events in the order we want them to happen would be a really, really great way to inject those good vibes but keep the flow going.
Should we come up with a different word for things?
Yeah, maybe. Stuff.
I was going to say
items.
Bindies. Just like a completely new word. So every time we say things, it has to be the bindies.
It's like that TikTok train where it's like, what would be a good name if it didn't already have a meaning?
Yeah. Give me one.
Stick.
A good name for a human? Is that what it is?
Maybe. But
you would call your child Stick?
I regret that word.
Stick.
I don't know why that came to mind.
What about Flabbergast?
No.
I would name my child that if it wasn't
as
such a
nickname, it would be Flab?
Yeah. Flabby. Little Flabby boy.
Anyway, we're getting off task. This is not okay.
And this doesn't happen during
reception.
But it might happen if you get a mate to do it.
Yes.
So I do want to talk about the pros and cons of hiring a professional versus an MC. Firstly, the con of hiring professionals is that you're paying someone to do it. If it's not in your budget, then that's totally understandable. And it is a place where you can cut down on budget a little bit.
There may be an element of uncertainty if you haven't seen them as an MC before as well.
Mm-hmm.
So not only budget, but also the fear of the unknown.
Yeah. If you do have a mate that's, you know, super charismatic and is great on the microphone, understands the role of an MC, oh my God, fantastic. You've just landed yourself a free
wedding vendor.
And that's great. And it does work. And I think we've probably both seen it work at weddings before. So definitely not against having it. But obviously, if you don't, hiring a professional like us, it's right there for you. And when you're paying someone to do it, you know that the job is going to be done right.
Because absolutely.
You're paying someone to do it.
They're also there because they're being paid for a service.
Yeah.
There's an incentive there. They're there for work, mm-hmm. and that is their focus. They're there to have fun too. That's a bonus, but also they are there to work and be at your service.
Yeah. People do see me sometimes. I might walk around with a beer. Usually it's the same beer that I sip on all night. Spoiler.
It's a prop.
No, I do drink it. But it's like, and I was like, oh, look at you getting on the beers. Like, are you even working? That sort of thing.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But it is like, I do as much as I can want to slot into your party.
You should be blending in as a guest as well.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to walk around, talk to people, that sort of thing.
Beer in hand.
Beer in hand usually helps create that conversation, to be honest. So, yeah, part of the role of an MC is everything you see on the microphone. So if people understand that it's introing those speakers and introducing your first dance and telling everyone what's happening next, fantastic. That's going to work really well.
Friends
for you.
Can do that too.
Definitely. 100%.
But what could they also do?
They could get on the beers and not be on your run sheet and
not just be carrying the beer around like a prop.
Yes. One of the big things that I always find with vendors is photographers, videographers, DJ band, they all need to be told before something happens.
Agreed.
Right? If you start speeches without telling your videographer, they're going to be sitting down, mouthful of chicken. And someone starts speaking and they miss half the speech because they're not set up.
And they need lighting.
Yeah. That's what videographers and photographers tell me is their biggest pet peeve is they're not warned. So just a little handy tip, if you are having a friend MC, is let them know that to keep the conversation flowing with all the vendors on what they're doing and what they're up to in the night.
One thing you would do first is go and introduce yourself to them as well. Make yourself known between that ceremony reception time while the couple are going off for photos.
Yep.
If you've got a run sheet that the couple have prepared or the venue have prepared or as a team you've worked together to do that, you could check your timings against theirs.
Yep.
Make sure that everybody is on the same page with what is happening and when, and give them a heads up before any sort of formality is happening throughout the evening.
Yeah, because when you have that conversation, they're probably going to flag that with you. Oh, just give me, you know, a 5-minute warning before you start things. And it's like, yeah, cool. And then we're all on the same page and everyone's sort of happy.
Especially before the reception starts, because they need to know where the speeches are happening, mm-hmm. where you're going to be standing. They'll probably need a microphone to mic up as well. And knowing that that is an essential point that likely won't change, they can work on the lighting around that and the spacing as well.
Definitely. And if you are having a friend or family member MC, what Who is another great vendor that you maybe should look into hiring?
A wedding coordinator. Yeah. Because they can be that person in the middle that takes out the communication that you might have to have with the multiple vendors. Mm-hmm. The wedding coordinator can be looking after the vendors. You can be focusing on the couple.
Yeah. So someone to keep on that run sheet. Basically, as far as I'm concerned as an MC, that most important thing for couples is getting to that dance floor on time. It's like they're getting kicked out of their venue at 11 and their dance floor's opening at 9. So the more that we stall the
minimum
night.
Minimum 2 hours.
Yeah, the more that we stall the night, it's eating into their dance floor time and they don't get to dance with
their
friends.
I'm actually so competitive that I make sure that all formalities are done by 8:30.
Beautiful.
I set myself a PB, a personal best.
Do you?
I do.
I try and get it done by 7:30.
See, that's very ambitious.
I've got a wedding coming up. Ceremony is at 2 o'clock, right? Sit down for reception at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Dinner's at 4:30. Dance floor's open by 6 because they're getting kicked out at 10. They wanted 4 hours of dance floor.
My digestive system would be so confused.
I can, yeah, what meal is this? But I can't wait because something to note as well, if you are hiring a professional MC, usually they clock off once your dance floor opens. You won't have them there until the end of the night.
Usually your photography, videography and your drinks package will be wrapping up at a certain time around 9:30, 10. So really important to clarify when your professional MC will be finishing so that someone else can advocate for you if you need it.
So usually what I do is, let's say I'm heading off and the dance floor opens at 8 and they're all finishing at 11. If they have a DJ, I'll just go chat with them and say, hey, I'm knocking off once the dance floor opens. How do you usually do the end of the night? And they're like, oh, yeah, I'll just call last song and we're sweet.
Yeah, DJ's
so just
great.
Saying, yeah, everyone knows sort of what's happening. You're not leaving them in the lurch. But there's no point in a professional MC waiting, twiddling their thumbs for 3 hours when nothing really happens at the end. So just something to clarify with them as well.
Unless there's a really great dance floor, and in that case, they may stay.
Yes. Georgia and I actually worked a wedding with each other last week, and the dance floor was so pumping that we wanted to stay and dance.
It was way too good, really. We had to leave before the next song came on because otherwise we would have been stuck there.
So they actually didn't do a first dance, this couple, right? They did it at the start of the reception.
It's like their reception entrance.
It was their entrance. So to open the dance floor, they didn't have a moment, like a button, to do it, right? Which is fine. It was just had a bit of work on me as the MC to try and get everyone up and do it. And we're sort of talking about logistics of how to get everyone to the dance floor. I had this whole idea in my head that I was going to get someone to do the worm as kind of a joke and get everyone to surround.
That was
and
genius.
That was going to start the dance floor. But this mad dog over here, Georgia, who was coordinating the wedding, just starts dancing, right?
Well,
she's the only person on the dance floor. She made a request for a song. She brings someone else, a guest, onto the dance floor.
No, so she came out naturally.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Because I made the request.
Georgia can dance
Whitney
for the record
Houston.
For Whitney.
I can.
And all of a sudden, guests start just slowly coming onto the dance floor because people were on it. There was about 10 people on the dance floor and the DJ comes to me and says, I think it's just starting naturally. Should I pump up the music? And I was like, hell yeah, you should. Next
thank
thing
you, Georgia.
Thank you, Georgia. Georgia opened this dance floor for me. So it's another thing that we can see as well, spot, is like when the moment was right, guests were
– there was no
they
need
really
for the
worm. Yeah. So I got onto the microphone and the next little trick that I know as an MC is wherever the couple are, whatever they're doing, everyone's going to follow and do it, right?
Best bit of advice I ever got given.
Yeah. So I asked the couple, wherever you are, we need you on this dance floor. They joined the dance floor and then all of a sudden everyone was out there, right? Because that was it. That was our button. It was on. Georgia couldn't stop dancing.
Whitney Houston, how will I know if anybody is playing along at home?
If you do want your dance floor to pump, you got to get on there for a little bit.
Get a coordinator.
Yeah.
Get someone on the dance floor.
Get your couple out there.
Liaise with the DJ and say, this song will get everybody on the dance floor.
Yeah, definitely.
Challenge accepted.
But I did love that they did the first dance at the start of the night.
Yes,
did you like that?
I did love that. I also love it when they cut the cake.
Yeah.
So what are some other things that a friend MC might like to consider? If we're not hiring a professional, they're out of budget, what are some things that we've seen in our experiences that they may forget is an important aspect to consider?
Well, as in important things that they can add in?
Yeah, like walking in and dancing in and that's your first dance.
Yeah.
Walking in, first dance and cutting your cake.
Yeah, definitely.
Another one, sunset photos.
Or, as in telling the couple when to go?
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful. I always do a cheeky Google before someone's wedding.
That's nice to know.
7:23 p.m. in Mona Vale
go
is
on
when the sunset is happening.
The Apple Weather app tells you now when the sunset is. You
oh,
just
that's
scroll
a good little
like
wedding hack.
I got you, baby. What about opening, having a couple of songs at the start if you think that your guests are going to dance, to have them dance to and create a little mini dance floor before dinner?
Yeah, I love that.
So it's like a little bit of a they get introed into the room. Big song plays. The other week I saw Fisher's Losing It playing. Oh. Everyone got up for the intro. They danced, and then the DJ put, I think, one or two more songs on. Everyone danced, and then I got on the microphone and was like, all right, you absolute mad people, we have to eat dinner before the dance floor opens.
So everyone go take a seat.
And they were pumped up. It was like, it's going to open a bit later. Something that another MC told me recently, which I thought was a really great piece of advice, is teasing. So it's like whenever we have a break, you know, dinner's served, we do speeches, I always tease what happens next.
Oh, I do that too. I also give everyone a 10-minute heads up before something's about to happen. Time to go to the toilet, time to grab a drink, time to finish that conversation.
I give them a less amount of time than they actually need. So if it's a 10-minute warning, I say we're going to start speeches in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Because nobody knows how long time is.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, to start speeches in 1 minute means it's actually going to happen in 3 minutes.
They say it's like a 5:30 rule on your wedding day.
Yeah.
Every time or every day life for 5 minutes will take you 30 minutes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, well, you'll constantly get interrupted on your wedding day all the time.
Definitely. So it's important to let everyone know what's going to be happening as you go. Yeah, that little tease, it's like after speeches, I'll be like, after the break, we're going to be putting our couple on the spot and they're going to be speaking. So everyone still knows what's going on. It's just keeping everyone in the loop.
Time management. They know what to prioritize.
And find a little bit of a fun little quip to do there. I think the other wedding that we did together, I found someone who was sitting at the table who was very enthusiastic.
She was the woo girl.
She was my hype girl. So I got her name. I think her name was Amy.
Yes.
And every time that I needed...
Shout out to Amy. Well done. Shout out to
Amy. Love you. Every time that I needed something from the guests, I would just go, Amy, where you at? She'd give me a huge woo and then everyone would clap and cheer. Because as an outsider, it's more difficult to get everyone into it. Pulling Amy into it was like my little secret into getting into the crowd. It was like, she's my friend, she has friends. So if she woos and claps, then everyone's going to back her up as well.
Also a reflection of your experience as an MC too, to be able to draw on the person that's showing the most encouragement and drawing on that energy as sort of like your link to the rest of the guests too. It's genius.
I got you, baby.
Something else that was really, really good. I know that we keep circling back to that one wedding, but
what
hey,
a great
that
wedding.
Was very unique to have a celebrant MC coordinator working the same wedding in different roles. It was amazing. Now, something that I loved was your heads or tails game. That, in my head, pre-wedding sounds like a mess. Seeing you facilitate it, incredible. Absolutely genius. One way to really vibe up the reception.
It's one of my favorite games to play. I don't force games on couples during the reception. If they bring it up, naturally we can sort of talk about it, because I do think that sometimes it can elongate the night if it's not necessary, if it doesn't need it. The heads or tails is probably my favorite. So
it's a great way to get everybody up.
Yeah, everyone gets involved. It's like a pub game.
And if they're over it, they just sit down.
Exactly. They don't have to participate. So you get everyone to stand up. You have a list of questions about the couple.
Takes a bit of prep, bit of time to get that from the couple.
Multiple choice, either put your hands on your heads for one option, put your hands on your tails for, like, for example, who wears their hair in a top bun? Put your hands on your heads for Georgia, hands on your tails for Adam. Everyone does it. If your hands are on your heads for Georgia, guess what? No way. You're correct. You may stay standing.
Get out of town.
Everyone else sits down. It's elimination. Last person standing wins and you get a little prize from the couple.
So to be able to facilitate and do that game well, it takes time to get the questions, time to work the room as well. That's what you did really well with the long table set up. You were able to really work the room, engage everybody.
Yeah.
It also required a prize at the end. Mm-hmm. What I also loved is didn't matter how many guests there were playing along, you still got those top five at the end to come out. So they felt validated.
Yeah.
They felt really like clever cookies.
They were their best friends. They knew them the best.
It was so good the way you did that. Other games. You've done some trivia before?
Trivia I've done, especially during COVID, we did a lot of trivia.
Yes, everyone had to stay seated.
Shoe game's a classic.
Yes, you everyone can also do that game. With your photos. I've asked couples to send me their most unflattering photo as a surprise for their partner, and we use that.
That's so good.
It was a little bit cheeky, but a little bit fun. Shake up on the shoe game.
Yeah. Yes, there's lots of little games you can play. One of my favorite things to do as well, not really a game, but is always just to sort of walk around interviewing people, not interviewing, not put them on the spot, but I like to ask them what their dance floor song is.
Oh.
It's a little tease for the dance floor. Go around and say, what's going to get you pumped up? And people will be like, ABBA or Ginuwine's Pony or whatever.
You love ABBA.
I love ABBA.
How to keep Adam off the dance floor. Play ABBA.
To be honest, I love Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
It's a great
it's
song.
It's really grown on me.
I was at a wedding where they requested not to play that.
What? What's your favorite dance floor song, Whitney?
Oh, but I won't say no to the Nutbush.
I hate the Nutbush with a passion. I hate the Nut. Do you know what I hate? I hate songs that have choreographed dances.
What? The Macarena. There's not that many.
The Macarena.
The YMCA.
The Nutbush. The YMCA. And what?
The chicken dance.
I've never seen the chicken dance at a wedding for a reason. Why would anyone do it? And the Grease Megamix.
Oh, what is wrong?
Oh my God. People turn into line dancing zombies when the Nutbush comes on. And it's ridiculous because it's a good song and it's been ruined by Australians and their line dancing.
Isn't that wild that people overseas don't know how big the Nutbush is? Anyway, how about switching it back onto you? What dance floor songs do you love? Can you come back from that?
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Oh, I love Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
That's
yes.
a tune. Murder on the Dance Floor.
Oh.
Kylie Minogue gets
me
going.
Oh, I love that too.
And
Eagle Rock. Everyone loves Eagle Rock and they dack their pants.
I don't like the Eagle Rock That's, either.
I don't
like the Eagle Rock. Keep your pants on.
What are some other great ones? INXS came on the dance floor a few weeks ago
different.
And
love
that was really good.
That's cool.
Yeah. People love a sing-along.
Yeah. Horses.
Oh, yeah.
You're the Voice.
Yeah.
All this stutter stuff is good, you know?
I'm Blue.
Double D, double da, baby. it
depends. Oh, what about the I Said a Hey
Oh, the ketchup song? Jesus yes. Christ.
Also a choreographed dance, but do you hate it? Shame.
I hate it, yeah. Okay. Georgia, any other little tidbits about MC that you want to chuck in there?
No, I think in summary, we've talked about the pros and cons of having a friend. Mm-hmm. There's not that many cons, but there's a lot of pros to having a professional.
Definitely. I just want to circle back to the one point is if they understand the job fully. So just make sure that they do. There's some courses that they can do online.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Marry Us Gary.
Shout out to Marry Us Gary. Hit up his Instagram. He's got a great course that is when your friend is emceeing. So it's tips and tricks so they don't screw it up.
Absolutely. I love that for Gary.
Yep.
He worked very hard on that course and it's a good one.
Yep. And hit us up if you want a discount code for it.
Oh, wow. We love that. We're that kind of podcast.
Do we have that? Not yet, but I'm going to call Gary after this Gary. And get one. 10% off. Maybe 20 for our listeners.
That's so ambitious.
And we're going to give everyone, all of his people, a discount on our podcast. Don't tell him it's free. Don't tell him.
We've also talked about games, ways to shake up your reception, coming in, cutting the cake, doing your first dance, songs to crank up that dance floor, the importance of liaising with all the vendors before any sort of formal, fun, important thing happens. Did you have anything that we should share?
Just have fun with it, baby. Yes. When you get it to the wedding day, let the people who you've put in charge go forth and prosper. You sit back, relax, and just soak up those vibes.
That's the way it's going to be, little darling.
We're going to go riding on that horses.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the voice. Hey, Georgia, next
yes.
week we have got one of the most exciting episodes I think I could ever mention and think of. And I don't want to tell you what it is right now.
Okay, I can't wait.
Are you pumped?
I am. 11 out of 10.
Will you come and sit on this couch next week?
Absolutely. It's nice and warm already.
I got it cleaned.
It's for great. You. You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you. And if you want to hear and see more, follow us on the socials. We are at Left On Wed Podcast on TikTok, on YouTube. There are full video episodes and on Instagram.
There sure are. If you've got questions, you've got comments, ideas for topics, slide on into the DMs. But you can also inquire about our celebrant services by finding Adam on Instagram and TikTok at Married by Adam.
That's me.
You can find me at Georgia Fletcher Celebrant.
And if you are itching to tell people about this, please do. But you can leave us a review on whatever platform you listen on. Tell people how much you love it. 5 stars only.
Thank you. That's all we will accept. We'll see you next time.
Left on Wed is recorded on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay respects to the elders past and present.
We, Adam and Georgia, acknowledge our First Nations people's continuous connection to culture and the importance of storytelling.